Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim, Shir HaMa'alos, Perek Kuf Chaf Vav, Chapter 126. Perhaps the most famous of all the chapters of Shir HaMa'alos, and fascinating, is one we say before Birkas HaMazon. A beautiful song that talks about our geula, our redemption, and what our experience will be like. In the same way that chapter 122 brings to life our beautiful past, when we lived in peace in Jerusalem, the beautiful world of the Beis HaMikdash, this chapter helps us to experience, if only for a few moments, what it will feel like when Mashiach comes. Verse 1. Shir HaMa'alos B'Shuv Hashem Es Shiva Tzion Hayinu Kechomim. A song of ascents. When Hashem returns the returnees of Tzion, we will be like one dreaming. Of course, we will feel as if we are dreaming. Actually, there are many opinions as to what this phrase means. The Alshech explains, in a dream, we can be so happy, so exuberant. And it makes sense in the dream. But when we wake up, we laugh and understand there wasn't much there. The Alshech says sadly that this is a reference to Bayis Sheni, the second temple. When we were there, we were actually so happy. But after, we realized no, we did not have true happiness when we lived during that time. It was actually far from perfect. But the Meiri explains, when Mashiach comes, we will be like one dreaming. We will rub our eyes again and again and say, could it be true? Is it real? Could I really be this happy? Could life really be so good? Yes, it will feel like a dream. Or that when Mashiach comes, we will be able to proudly say, we never stopped dreaming. We never stopped hoping. We knew it all along. Or, like Radak, when the Geula will happen, our joy will be so great that all the difficulties of exile will just fade away, will melt away, and we will feel about it as if our long exile was just a dream. All our troubles will be like a dream that you wake up from, and our reality will be so, so happy. There is a fascinating story in Gemara Tanis about Choni HaMagal. The Gemara writes that Choni HaMagal would worry about our chapter, asking, who heard of such a thing? 70 years in a dream? Can one dream for 70 years? Until finally one day, as he was walking on his path, he saw a man planting a charuva, a carob tree. Choni asked the man, how many years will it take for it to bear fruit? The man answered, 70 years. 70 years? Do you think you will live that long? The man answered, I was born into a world with carob trees that my father planted for me. I will also plant them for my children. The Gemara continues that Choni HaMagal fell asleep for 70 years. He awoke and saw a man tending a carob tree. He asked him, are you by any chance the man who planted this tree? He said, no, I am his grandchild. What a story. And what does it mean? The commentaries explain, what was it that worried Choni HaMagal? What was it that concerned him? And how did this wild story help? When someone is asleep, they go to sleep, and in their dreams, they can travel to fascinating places, even outer space. But when they return, they wake up and are in fact in the same place, the same situation they were in before. They are unchanged, the same people they were when they went to sleep. What was Choni HaMagal asking? The Jews will go into exile. And you say they are like one asleep? But Hashem, you promised to bring us back. But people don't stay asleep for 70 years. How will we be as one dreaming? I'm so scared that we will in fact change. We will not be as one dreaming. And I'm worried. Will we still be the same people we are? Now, when we finally come home, will we still be your children? In fact, what was it that worried Choni? He was worried about us, the children of exile. Could we come home? Will we still be us? And the answer he was given, the beautiful answer, is we continue to tend the trees of our forefathers. We continue to study the Torah of our ancestors. And so we are connected to their wisdom, their truth. And as tightly as we hold on, that is how firmly we will continue to be the nation of God. Yes, when we finally wake up and return home, we will still be as one who was merely dreaming. Verse 2. Az yimaleis chok pinu ulshonenu rina, az yomru ba goyim higdil Hashem lasosim ela. When that finally happens, we can truly rejoice. The Gemara actually shares, as long as we are in exile, although of course we have moments of happiness and joy, our mouths are never completely filled with joy. It's never complete, nor should it be. And when Hashem will finally take us home, the nations of the world will say, wow, Hashem has done such great things with these people. The words of the prophecies will come true, and the world will see that Bnei Yisrael is the chosen nation of Hashem. And they will be fascinated by all that Hashem will do for us. But we will say, verse 3, Higdil Hashem lasos imanu hayinu simechem. Hashem has always done great things for us. Hayinu simechem. Even in exile, you know what? We were happy. We connected with God in exile as well. The nations don't have the eyes to see this, but we will be able to say, the exile and our continued existence, this is the greatest miracle. So we felt Hashem with us and were joyful, even during difficult times. Verse 4, Shuva Hashem es shivisenu ka'afikim ba'negev. Return Hashem, our captives, like an oasis in the Negev. At this point in the parak, in the chapter, when Mashiach seems so close, we can almost touch it. We cry out to Hashem and say, return Hashem, return our captives like an oasis in the Negev. The Negev is a desert and so dry. Imagine an oasis suddenly appearing in the desert. That is what the times of Mashiach will feel like. That is what it will feel like to go home. Verse 5 and 6. Hazorim b'dima berina yiktoru. Those who plant with tears will harvest with joy. And 6. Haloch yelech uvacho nosei meshach hazara bo yavo berina Nose alumosav. He walks, he is walking and crying, carrying his seeds. He will return with rejoicing, carrying his bundles. These last two psukim compare our journey through exile as someone planting in the desert. When you plant in the desert, you plant with tears because every seed is precious. You have so few and you're so scared. Because you just don't know if it will grow. So you're walking and planting and crying. And when the harvest does come and it's huge and it's healthy and sustaining and plentiful, the song, the laughter, the joy is palpable as the farmer, so relieved and grateful, carries off his bundles. Radak tells us that these final verses, that when we try to plant in exile, when we try to build in exile, it can be so intimidating, so scary. We have so little and we need so much. How many times have Jews picked themselves up and started again and built new lives for themselves sometimes in a new community, sometimes in a new country, or even continent, and often necessitating learning a new language. And then they're not content with building their own lives again. They plant. They build communities, shuls, schools, kollels, hospitals, mikvahs, tzedakah organizations. They plant, and they plant with tears, says Radak. Tears of their memories of another place and another time, sometimes of lost families and friends. So, so delicate and fragile are these new seeds, but we plant them. And as we plant them, we connect back. Back to Choni HaMagal, back to David HaMelech, back to the Beis HaMikdash. And when the redemption finally will come, we planters, we criers, and we dreamers, we will come home. And perhaps when that day comes, Choni HaMagal will celebrate with us, and David HaMelech too. They will celebrate our persistence, our connection, our faithfulness to our dreams. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilo Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.